panics have been arrested by good luck. This last one in America, for example, found Europe strong and prosperous and helpful. In every panic period, there is a huge dislocation of business enterprises. Vast multitudes of men are thrown out of employment. There is grave social and political disorder. But in the end, so far, things have an air of having recovered. But now, suppose the panic wave a little more universal. And panic waves tend to be more extensive than they used to be. Suppose that when securities fall all round, and gold appreciates in New York, and frightened people begin to sell investments and hoard gold, the same thing happens in other parts of the world. Increase the scale of the trouble only two or three times, and would our system recover? Imagine great masses of men coming out of employment, and angry and savage in all our great towns. Imagine the railways working with reduced staffs on reduced salaries or blocked by strikers. Imagine provision dealers stopping consignments to retailers and retailers hesitating to give credit. A phase would arrive when the police and militia keeping order in the streets would find themselves on short rations and without their weekly pay. What we moderns, with our little 300 years or so of security, do not recognize is that these things go up and down, may, given a certain combination.